This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. No softening of positions from either U.S. President Donald Trump or House Democrats. And the longest government shutdown is destined to keep setting records. AP's Mike Gracia has an update.
The partial shutdown of the federal government enters its 28th day today with no end in sight. Thursday's major talking point was President Trump's decision to deny military aircraft for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other lawmakers for a previously undisclosed trip to Afghanistan and Brussels. Predictably, lawmakers took up partisan positions on Capitol Hill. Republican Congressman Russ Fulcher of Idaho.
I would agree with the president's move.
California Democrat Adam Schiff countered.
All too often in the last 2 years, the president has acted like he's in the fifth grade.
The president also canceled the U.S. delegation's trip to an economic forum in Davos, Switzerland later this month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The key to all this, of course, is President Trump's demand for a southern border wall and the billions of dollars he wants to get it started. But at least one border state House Republican, Will Hurd of Texas, is saying publicly he sees no need for a wall.
The way we're going to solve this is with technology. Building a wall from sea to shining sea is the most expensive and least effective way to do border security.
Hurd appeared this morning on CBS This Morning. Zimbabwe is in what is described as a total internet shutdown after days of violent and sometimes deadly crackdowns on people protesting sharp hikes in fuel prices. The country's Catholic Bishops' Conference calls it a government's intolerant handling of dissent. Pulling the plug on the internet means a cutoff of electronic salary distributions to government-paid teachers and other public workers. The United Nations Human Rights Office has called on Zimbabwe's government to end its violence. For news anytime, we invite you to go online to voanews.com, or you can use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The government of Colombia is blaming the armed rebel group ELN for Thursday's suicide car bombing in Bogota. The explosion killed at least 21 people and wounded nearly 70 others. The attack occurred at a police academy. The driver died in the explosion. Gavino Garay of Reuters has a report.
The car slammed into the grounds of the training academy in the south of the capital, and the explosion ripped through the surrounding area, damaging apartment buildings. The defense ministry has not said if the casualties were police or civilians. President Iván Duque, who had been attending a security meeting in western Colombia, rushed back to the capital. He described the attack as a terrorist act on police. Colombia ratified a peace accord between the government and FARC rebels in late 2016, but the ELN remains active.
ELN's peace talks with the government were suspended by President Iván Duque when the group refused to release its hostages. Canadian officials have confirmed the death of a Canadian geologist who was kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso. They say the body of Kirk Woodman was found near the country's borders with Mali and Niger. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said Ottawa is working with the government of Burkina Faso and other international partners to pursue those responsible and bring them to justice. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, after a driving scare, must be counting himself lucky. He survived a crash as he drove along a country road. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has a report.
Buckingham Palace said Philip, who is 97 years old, was checked by a doctor after the accident and determined to be fine. The collision between Prince Philip's Land Rover and another car carrying two women happened near Sandringham Estates, the Queen's country retreat in eastern England. Witnesses recalled that Philip appeared very shocked and shaken after the collision, which caused the Land Rover he was driving to overturn. Norfolk police said Prince Philip and the driver of the other car were given alcohol breath tests under routine procedures. The force said both drivers tested negative. Karen Shamas, London.
The International Criminal Court has granted a prosecution request that former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo remain in custody until a new hearing in February. Earlier this week, he and a top aide were acquitted of crimes against humanity, stemming from 2010 election violence. Prosecutors quickly appealed Tuesday's verdict and argued the pair might never return to The Hague for trial if the not guilty verdict is overturned. The three-judge panel called the prosecution's case exceptionally weak. Amnesty International has described as shameful the decision by several European countries to block NGO migrant rescue ships from docking in their ports. The group says that policy is putting lives in danger, both at sea and in Libya, where most of the asylum seekers set out for Europe. Many European countries, notably Italy, have ended their own rescue missions in the Mediterranean, so NGO vessels have tried to fill the void. Gene Randall, VOA News.